Like I say, we're glad to be back.
Lord's house this evening. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Brother J.O. said it took him a lifetime to fully trust in the Lord. To fully trust in the Lord. And always, that always amazed me. But you get studying about trust and we'll find out really what we trust in. We really will tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Judges, I believe it is. I'm going to read some out of the 14th chapter. And then we're going to read a few verses out of the 15th chapter of the book of Judges. We do need your prayers. I don't know all together what we're going to do, what we got, but this is what we have. I'm going to start with the 10th verse, I believe it is, in the 14th chapter, and we'll read the rest of that chapter, and then just begin right on up with the 15th chapter, and we're going to read just a few verses there. Lord, help us. 14th chapter, the 10th verse. So his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young men to do. It came to pass when they saw him that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you, if you can certainly declare it me within 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 chains of garments. But if you cannot declare it me, then shall you give me 30 sheets and 30 chains of garments. And they said unto him, put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. Have you called us to take that we have? Is it not so? And Samson's wife wept before him and said, thou dost not but hate me, and lovest me not, thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, and hast not told it me. And he said unto her, behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother, and shall I tell it thee? And she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the seventh day that he told her, because she lay sore upon him, and she told the riddle to the children of her people. And the men of the city said unto him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, if ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them and took their spoil and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion whom he had used as his friend. 15th chapter. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid. And he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber, but her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and took firebrands, and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines, and burn up both the shocks and also the standing corn with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, Who hath done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he had taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Scripture. And I know that you might say, well, preacher, that's sort of odd tonight. But nonetheless, it was the time, is the time of Judges, and is the time in the era when Samson, brethren, had been sent out against that of the Philistines. And that was the Lord's doing because of that the Philistines had done to the children of Israel. The Bible says here that I read unto you concerning him and his father and his mother. If you'll go on and read the 13th and 14th chapter, you'll find out how that he had took that, brethren, went down and got him a wife. And the Bible said while he was on his way back, there's a lion that had come out and he slew the lion. And the Scripture says that he went on, well, he went on down and got his wife, and he went back and told his mother and them, and he brought his mother and them down unto this place of that of his wife's father's land. And they began, he said, I'll give you a riddle. And that's what I read unto you. And he said, if you can answer it, we'll give you 30 sheets and 30 changes and that of garments. But I want to talk to us tonight. I'm not really going to get in, I don't guess, to too much of what Samson had done. There's a lot of things in this Scripture about Samson, but I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit and just a few minutes about what it takes to get our attention. What does it take to get our attention? The Bible says that they paid Samson no mind when he had come back home down there to take his wife. He said, I've done give her away. And brethren, this thing was done concerning even that of the Philistines. And the Bible said, now the Scripture teaches us, and that I read unto you, that there was some harm going to come to his wife and her father, my friend, if they didn't pay some attention
to that of Samson, you go on and thus study it out. Brethren, and the Bible said that they had done this, and he took 300 foxes, the Bible says, and he put firebrands between them and set them on fire. Brethren, and he set their fields on fire, did he not? Brethren, I don't know tonight what it takes to get our attention, but brethren, God's got a way of getting our attention tonight. He most certainly does. You might think, well, preacher, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. But the Bible says there was a time when the children of Israel was down in that of Egypt. My friend, you know the story. You know how they got down there. They had been down there for 430 years. They had been down there, and the Bible says that a Pharaoh died, and a Pharaoh rose up that knew not Joseph. And brethren, in that time, things changed. The Pharaoh that knew Joseph, brethren, took care of Joseph and all his family. Most certainly did. Brethren, they were strangers in a strange land, but brethren, they is treated right for a long time. For a long time. The Bible says this Pharaoh rose up that knew not Joseph, and he changed things. He looked out one day and he said, if we don't do something, brethren, they gonna be greater than us. Yes, sir. They had grew. They had multiplied right down there in Egypt. The Bible says that teaches us that the children had cried out and they wanted to be delivered because they is under bondage. They is having to make the brick and they is having to make a straw and do it all, my friend. They didn't give them no help. And the Bible says that they began to cry unto the Lord, and God heard them. And the Bible said that God sent Moses. You know the scripture, brethren, and all that. And the Pharaoh paid them no mind. It paid that of Moses and Aaron no mind when they went down there. But the scripture says that God, my friend, he meant to get their attention. Yes, he did. Bible said that they sent plagues. They sent all kinds. You know the scripture, the flies and the frogs and turned the water to blood and brethren and the hail and brethren, the darkness and the light. My friend, they have come right down till it took the firstborn in every family. Even in the house of Pharaoh. Yes, sir. But you know what God done? He got their attention. Did he not? Did he not get their attention? Brethren, these things, brethren, whether we believe it or not, brethren, God's got a way of getting our attention. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I don't know how many Christians are in this land. I don't know how many people, brethren, across this section of the country. Brethren, I don't know how many, brethren, so-called Christians they are, or how many truly Christians they are. I really don't know. But I'll guarantee you one thing. I believe with all my heart, God wants our attention tonight. Yes, he does. He wants our attention. Why, preacher, we're few. He's always had few. Has he not? He ain't just always had few. Brethren, he's always took the few. And he worked with them. Yes, sir, I believe he'll still do the same thing, don't you? The few. It ain't got to be the many. It's not the many, brethren, but it's the few. You go back and look, the Bible said that Pharaoh called Moses to his side and he said, you take these people and get them out of here. Yes, sir. Get them out of here. It took death in the land to get him to move, my friend, but God got his attention. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know. We can look around this world, I'll promise you, and I ain't watched the news in quite a while, my friend, or even listened to it, just to be honest with you, but I'll promise you, you get up in the morning or you go home tonight, brethren, and you turn on the news, anything, brethren, about Atlanta, just around Atlanta, that's the closest, brethren, and the roughest place we've got. And I'll guarantee you, they've had several killings today. Several. Brethren, we call ourselves Christians. Yes, we do. We call ourselves right with God. And brethren, there's turmoil all around us tonight. Yes, they are. Why, preacher, it's not my fault. I didn't say it was. Did I? Bible said, you say, preacher, you're preaching to us. I hope there's more than you listening tonight. I really do. They may not be, but brethren, God's got a way of getting our attention. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And the truth of it is, best I can see, my friend, they some of us need to give him our attention. Yes, sir. We need, brethren, to give our undivided attention, brother, to him and the works of the kingdom. Yes, we do tonight. Brethren, there's more going on in this world than we give credit to. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, there ain't nothing I can do about all this down through yonder. I'll be honest with you, it's creeping into our local communities. Is it not? Leaps and bounds. Yes, sir. Getting heavy. Yes, sir. And brethren, even the law enforcement, brethren, ain't got enough people, my friend, to stop them tonight. They used to sing a song. They don't sing it anymore. Wasn't much good no way. Just to be honest with you, but I'm going to say, brethren, they come out with a song, Lord, send us a Moses. Huh? Send us a Moses. Well, I got news for you. He ain't going to send another Moses. Huh? He ain't going to send another Jesus. No, sir. There's something else. He ain't gonna send another word. Brethren, we got what it takes tonight. Woo! Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Brethren, there's plenty in here. Do you know that? You say, preacher, you ain't got it all. I ain't gonna argue with you. But I'll guarantee you, you got enough right there to keep you busy. Yes, sir. Me and you both. Thank God. I don't know tonight, brethren, what it takes. I don't know what it takes for God to get our attention. I've heard men and women alike testify down through the years and says, I don't know what it's going to take. And the truth of it is, they didn't. Have you ever rode? I know you have. You've got them around here. I know you have. I've seen them. Been around here more than some of you think I have. But listen, we'll put the sign out in the yard, pray for our nation. Huh? Pray for our nation. 2 Chronicles, 7th chapter. Yes, sir. Pray for our nation. If my people, which are called by my name, brethren, that's been years ago. Did you know that Solomon prayed the prayer, if even a stranger look toward this place, will you not hear him tonight? Yes, sir. You want to talk about a prayer? Go read Solomon's prayer. Brethren, he knowed that temple was nothing. That magnificent building that they had built was nothing without God being in the midst. Now I'll tell you something tonight, it still ain't nothing unless he's in the midst. Is that not right? Yes, sir. Brethren, if the Spirit of God don't move me and you, brethren, they some of us going to die. You listen to me. You say, preacher, you ought not get that deep with this. My friend, we're dwelling away. Thank God, and we're satisfied with it. What does it take? I don't know what it takes. I don't know what it takes to get your attention. Brethren, the Bible says in the days of Adam, my friend, when Adam sinned, he hid himself. He thought he did. He did as far as he's concerned. Hid behind a tree. Yes, sir. Hid behind a tree. Lord came walking in the cool of the day and said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Where art thou, Adam? He didn't say it for his sake, but he said it for Adam's sake. They some folks need to get out behind the tree. Do you know that? They some folks, you say, preacher, we not going to amen you preaching like this. I can't help it. I got what I got. Brethren, I know that God's got a way of getting our attention, folks. Yes, he does. It don't take a storm, my friend, for me to get right with God. Does it you? It don't take a tornado. No, sir, it don't take a whirlwind. It don't take a bad, tragic accident. No, it don't. Brethren, but sometimes we face these things just in normal living. Brethren, then you really need God. I believe with all my heart when Daniel was in the den of lions, my friend, I don't believe he prayed. It don't really say, but I don't believe he prayed. Why, preacher, why didn't he? Thank God he had already prayed. Yes, sir. That's the reason he's in there to begin with. Was it not? Why, preacher, I'm just scared to death. Well, you might ought to do something besides being scared. You don't operate too good when you're scared. Do you know that? Your senses just don't operate right. No, they don't. You let people get upset. You let them, my friend, get scared. I mean, really scared. Brethren, they don't know which way they'll panic on you. Yes, they will. What does it take to get your attention? Listen. Listen. They'd have been better off, my friend, if they'd have listened to Samson. Yes, sir. His father-in-law and the Philistines, too. They'd have been better off. But God had a ploy against the Philistines. And brethren, God had a champion. And his name was Samson. Yes, sir. Couldn't nobody touch him. No, sir. Couldn't touch him. Couldn't do nothing with him. No. They thought they could. They thought, my friend, even when they got that of the riddle. He said, if you had not plowed with my heifer, he said, you wouldn't have got that riddle. Huh? Yes, sir. Think about it. What does it take to get your attention? Huh? What does it take? I don't have the answer for you. Brother, old Nebuchadnezzar was down there, king over Babylon, over all the province. And brethren, he made a great image over. Did he not? Did he go on so many cubits high? Brethren, some of it was made out of stone and some of it was made out of clay. Some of it was iron. Yes, sir. And it was a great image. He said, we're going to bow down to this image. Yes, sir. He made that thing. I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, God had a plan for Nebuchadnezzar. He most certainly did. He had a plan for him. Brethren, and God himself was going to get Nebuchadnezzar's attention. Yes, he was. Brethren, oh, how quickly we forget. How quickly we forget, my friend, sometimes how it is that God delivers us from some things. Nebuchadnezzar, you just bear with me. You know the story. I ain't going to get into all of it. They had the bow. They was three of them that didn't bow. Come down there and talk to Nebuchadnezzar, and their answer to Nebuchadnezzar was, whether he delivers us or not, we're not going to bow. Preacher, why did them boys say that? Because they still know the commandments of God didn't make no difference as prisoners. We ain't bowing. Whether our God delivers us or not. And I want you to know God was trying to get Nebuchadnezzar's attention. Yes, he was. The Bible says they, after it's all said and done, they bowed them. They bound them hand and foot and they throwed them in the fire. Heated it up 7 times, hotter than it ever been. Yes, sir. Even them that throwed them in, it slew them. It was so hot. Nebuchadnezzar, my friend, he got anxious. He got worried. He said, what about them three? We throwed them in there. Yeah. They couldn't none of them tell him what was going on in there, could they? Bible said he went down there and he looked in. Did he not? For himself. Oh, brethren, and he didn't see three down there. He saw four down there. He said, didn't we cast three men in here? Yay! He said, I see four. Thank God they're loosed and walking around. Fire wouldn't hurt them, was it? He said, in the form of the fourth was as the Son of God. Yes, sir. As the Son of God. Bible says when he come out of there, when they come out, brought them out. Brethren, there's three come out, wouldn't they? Three of them come out and he made a decree. He said, we're going to serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Nebuchadnezzar made that decree. Yes, he did. Brethren, it wasn't too long after that Nebuchadnezzar had some dreams. Now the Lord get a hold of people in dreams sometime. You say, preacher, you mean dreams mean something? Sometimes. Sometimes. They do. Sometimes. Sometimes it really ain't a dream. Do you know that? Do you know that? Preacher, I don't know about all that. Well, I can just tell you, my friend, from personal experience, my friend, I saw some things. Yes, sir, I saw some things. I saw some things, my friend, and I didn't know whether to believe him or not, but you know what? He brought it to pass. Huh? He brought it to pass. Yes, sir. Brought it to pass just like he showed me. I'm talking about concerning me. Yes, sir. And I didn't know whether to believe it or not. Yes, sir. About like old Samuel down there, my friend, God talking to him. He didn't know the Lord. Did he not? He didn't know the Lord. Search things. You say, preacher, well, I learned, my friend, to listen when the Lord speaks. Why, preacher, you didn't know it's the Lord? Let me ask you a question. Jacob, my friend, wrestled with a man all night long. Glory. Did he not? He said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Huh? Yes, sir. Thank God he tried his best to get away. Jacob wasn't going to let him. Brother, and he didn't. He didn't until he blessed him. Now, yes, sir, he blessed him, thank God, all right? He most certainly did. Anyway, let me run on. God's got a way of getting our attention. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm really not. I'm not telling you tonight, brethren, that God's going to come to you in a dream. I'm not telling you that. Brethren, I don't know how God gets your attention, but I will say this, He'll get your attention. Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a dream. There wasn't nobody in this world telling what it was. None of them. He saw a big old tree. Brethren, the boughs of it just growed way, way out. Yes, sir, and the cattle of the field and the beast calm and shaded under that tree. Then he saw a hewer that come and cut that tree down. Yes, sir, cut it down. Brethren, and then the sprouts begin to come out. After that, you go and cut one down and see what happens. I'm not going to get into all that. But brethren, Nebuchadnezzar had already forgotten, my friend, about the God of whom he is serving, or the decree that he had made. Yes, sir. Bible says that Daniel told him, he said, Nebuchadnezzar said, You're that tree. And said, all these beasts and cattle is the kingdom that come under that tree and shade. He said, and you shall be cut down. Yes, sir. You shall be cut down. But he also told him, he said, if you want to lengthen your tranquility, he said, sin no more and do righteous. Sin no more and do righteous. Thank God it shall be the lengthening of thy tranquility. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nebuchadnezzar, in other words, if you'll just recognize that God is God, yeah, and besides Him's none other, thank God you'll be in good shape. Bible says 1 year passed. 1 year had passed. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I know tonight you say, preacher, we're just a small crowd. I can't help the message I get. I really can't. But I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, I don't know how long the Lord's been dealing with some of you. Preacher, don't talk to us like that. I've got the message. Thank God. All I can do is talk to you. Brethren, try to get you to listen. God's trying to get your attention. Things, my friend, just don't happen. Do you know that? Coincidence. I don't believe it. The coincidence. Things just happen. It's amazing, my friend, to how small a thing the Lord will help you with. Huh? A small thing. Yes, sir, Reed. You can believe it or not. Just little things. my friend. And a lot of times it's those little things that, brethren, if we don't get a hold of them, thank God, we'll absolutely die ourselves. Do you know what it is? You know what it's called that runs them big ships? It's a helm. And it ain't very big. It's not a large piece on the ship. Did you know that? The helm. Huh? They made in different forms and fashions. I'm not going to get into that, but they huge ships. Huge. Cities. Thank God live on them. Yes, sir. That's how many people can get on them things. And there's a little old helm. Yes, sir. Which some people call them rudders. But it's a helm. And brethren, it turns that huge ship. Yes, sir. Little. Brethren, without that helm, that boat, that ship ain't got no control. Glory! Sometimes it's little things, my friend, that's robbed me and you. Yes, sir. We're missing a piece. I use it a lot of times. I like clocks. I like watches. I've got several of each. I got one right here. I like it. You can see the innards. You can see the insides of it. And brethren, they've got some big cogs and they've got some bigger cogs. It's according to how big it is. But most of them, my friend, have a little bitty old cog that ain't. Hey, I got a grandfather clock, and that rascal ain't got. It's got a little old cog that's smaller than that peephole right there. Yes, sir. Smaller. And brethren, if it's missing a tooth, thank God it never will keep time. I'm talking about that little one. Huh? That little one. Brethren, there's some little things missing in our lives. Yes, sir. And we ain't keeping time. You hear me? You hear me? What does it take to get our attention? What does it take? Brethren, I don't know tonight. I really don't. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Old Nebuchadnezzar, 1 year later, he stepped out on his balcony. Yes, he did. And brethren, he stepped out and he looked around and he said, look what I have done. Yeah. Look what my hands have made. Yes, sir. Daniel told him what to do. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. That big old tree, my friend, was fixing to be cut down. Yes, sir. That tree done got too big. Did you know that? That tree done got too big in itself. In itself. Bible says that from that day, my friend, that he was ran out, cast out. They put him out in the pasture. Put him out in the field. My friend, he walked on fours. Yes, sir, and his fingernails growed as big claws. Yes, sir, and his hair began to grow like feathers, my friend. Yes, sir. And he eat grass, my friend, just like the beast did. It said until 7 times passed over him, my friend, and then God got his attention. You hear me? God got his attention. I really don't know, and I'm not really going to say, my friend, what it takes for God to get your attention. I don't know. But I'll say this. It ought not take much. Do you know that? It ought not take much. Can I go on? The book's full. The book's full. I like to go to one place, my friend, in the New Testament. there's a time when this brethren, this kingdom come into play. Yes, sir. This kingdom come into play. What kingdom, preacher? The kingdom me and you're in. It come into play. Brethren, and he had sent them out two by two out throughout the country. What did he say in the book of Acts? He did not say, my friend, he says, go to Jerusalem and tarry till you be endued with power from on high. Yes, sir, they hadn't had that power. Not yet. But brethren said, and then shall ye be my witnesses in both Judea and Jerusalem and the uttermost parts, Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world. Then when? When you receive the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Yes, sir. The power of the kingdom. Listen to me. They is going out and here and yonder and what have you. And Peter wound up down there at Simon's house. And the Bible says that Peter was a hungry. And while they was a fixing, Peter went up on the housetop. Did he not? Up on the housetop. And while he was on the housetop, he fell into a trance. Yes, sir. And the Bible says that he seen a great sheet come down from heaven. Kneel on four corners. Folks, this thing's universal. It covered it all, Crafton. Yes, sir. And brethren, they come down. I think it's interesting. Peter was hungry. And his trance, my friend, he was able to eat. Huh? If he wanted to. He is able to eat. He looked out into that sheet and there's all manner of beasts. Four-footed beasts, all kinds. Clean, unclean. Yes, sir. And the voice spake to him, said, Peter, arise and eat. Huh? Arise and eat. You know what Peter could see? All he could see is all that unclean. Huh? Yes, sir. Peter, my friend, felt like the Jews was the only one that could receive the kingdom of God at this time. Think about it. Yes, sir. But the Bible says that Peter cried out and he said, I've not eaten anything that was either common nor unclean. Huh? The Bible says that this thing was done three times. Was it not? There's a man down yonder, Gentile, praying. His name was Cornelius. And he is praying, my friend, and what was he praying for? He is praying that God would send somebody down there that they might tell him about the Holy Ghost, my friend, that came. The kingdom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That thing come down the third time, and there's a voice come back to Peter and says, Peter, that I have cleansed, call not common nor unclean. Glory! He said, that ain't all. He said, the feet of them, my friend, that you're going with. He said, they're at the door. Huh? They're at the door. I don't ever read where Peter eat. Naturally. Think about it. He is hungry. You say, preacher, what happened to him? Well, they something satisfied that hunger. Yes, sir. They something satisfied that hunger. He was afraid, my friend, not to go. God got his attention. And he sent him, thank God, on a journey. Peter never would have went to Cornelius' house had not the Lord got a hold of him. Yes, sir. He wouldn't have went. There's things, brethren, that I wished I could probably back up on time or two. But the truth of it is, ain't nothing I can do about them. There's Peter went down. He found himself down at Cornelius' house. And the Bible says that he preached unto them. Yes, sir. And you know what? When he preached unto them, the Bible says they believed and received. Thank God that of the Holy Ghost. Peter being a witness to that. Yes, sir. Peter being a witness. When Peter come back home, my friend, they began to ask him what went on down there. And he said they received the same thing. Thank God that we did. Yes, sir. The very same thing. Isn't it amazing, my friend, when the Lord gets your attention? Did he not have to get Moses' attention before he went down to Egypt? Did he not? Moses back there on the backside of the mountain. Yes, sir, keeping his father-in-law's sheep. Did you know that he kept his father-in-law's sheep for 40 years? 40 years he had been keeping his father-in-law's sheep back there. Brethren, in 40 years he had never seen a bush catch on fire and not be consumed. Huh? Never. Not in 40 years. No. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Did you know that? Glory! They, some folks, my friend, they, I would to God they'd just pay attention to the Lord. I would to God they'd just turn their hearts over to God. Brethren, they'd find out that this thing is for a lifetime. Do you know that? It is. It's for a lifetime. Bible said that he looked at this bush and it was not being consumed. I don't think he looked at it for 2 or 3 minutes. I don't think he looked at it for 5 or 10 minutes. I think he looked at it. Huh? 30 minutes passed by and it's still there. Huh? The Bible says he turned. He turned. Bruce, recognize any turning needs to be done? Huh? Turned. Why did he turn, preacher? It got his attention. Did it not? And when he went that away, as he got close to it, the voice said, "Take off thy shoes, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." Yes, sir. Holy ground. Glory. Ain't that good? They saw. God got his attention. Did he not? God got his attention. I don't know about you. You know these. You know all these stories. There's nothing new that I've preached unto you tonight. You say, "Preacher, we're an awful small crowd for you to preach a message like that." The truth of it is, if I was going to preach tonight, this is what I was going to preach. It wasn't a matter there hadn't been two of us here. Do you know that? Preacher, you wouldn't do it. Oh, yes, I would. It's not a matter of the choice, Crafton. There's a reason. There's a reason behind things. God sometimes gets to whispering in our ears and we pay him no mind. We pay him no mind. Had a man to tell me, I've told this before. We had tornadoes coming through the area down there. And there's one on the south side of us. It blowed down 7 or 8 trees right next to the house. It blowed them down. Then about a couple of years later, here come one right on the north side. And it blowed a few trees down and over. And I had a man tell me, he said, "Now, preacher," he said, "you don't worry about that tree." I said, "Well, I ain't worried about it." He said, "Well, don't worry about it." I said, "I'll get to it." He said, "No, you won't." He said, "I'm going to take care of that tree." He said, "I'm going to ask you a question." He said, "Don't you think it's time for you to move?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean move?" He said, well, it looks to me like Lord's trying to get you to move. I said, well, it looks to me like he's taking care of me. I said, he got me on the south, he got me on the north. I said, so far I'm still here. Thank God that ought to mean something to us. Shouldn't it? Shouldn't it? Tornado that come through the dares will run right up through Yonder, Jasper, and Elijah on the ground. You could go follow it on the ground. They was a family in Jasper, my friend. They is in the storm shelter. Yes, sir. They is in the storm shelter. Now, you can believe what you want to. I'm just telling you, my friend. They is in the storm shelter. The tornado didn't get them, but lightning did. Huh? Lightning did. Whole family. You say, preacher, that's awful. I don't know altogether, my friend, what it is. But I can tell you this. When the Lord turns your number up, my friend, I'm afraid you're going to leave here. Yes, sir. I'm afraid you're going home. Wherever home is, my friend. Yes, sir. Preacher, you ought not tell things like that. All kinds of things going on, aren't they? All kinds of evil going on in our day, ain't they? I lock my doors, but I'll be honest with you. You ain't going to stop a thief coming in your house. You ain't going to stop a murderer if they're going to get in. Do you know that? Huh? Oh, preacher, you're scaring me to death. It's just a fact. You know, the ones you'll stop, my friend, is them honest people. Huh? Them honest people. That ain't going to hurt you no way. But, brethren, somebody going to hurt you and they got it in their mind to hurt you, they going to hurt you. Huh? One way or another. Yes, sir. They probably know more about you than you know about yourself. It's a fact. Preacher, you're just scaring me to death. It's just the day that we live in. It most certainly is. Right there at the house yesterday morning. Just be honest. I couldn't tell. There's so many sirens, I didn't know where they was at or where they was coming from. But they was just across the road there, about a quarter, half a mile, all in them subdivision over there. Something was going on. I didn't know what, but something was going on. You know, I found out they called and said, you hear what happened? No. Well, young man, 31 year old, living with his mother, got up yesterday morning. I don't know what happened. I don't know what went on, but he shot her multiple times. Killed her. Yeah, just killed her. Sheriff's had him on the line, had him on the 911 line. He said, just come and get me. He said, I'm surrendering. I'm not going to do anything. But he left the house. He's out in the woods. So they're hunting that young man. Yes, sir. Preacher, that just happens in big cities, does it? Does it? Huh? Does it? There's things. You say, preacher, you're just getting us fearful. I want you to know something. God might be getting your attention. He might be trying to wake you up. He might be trying to tell you something. Yes, sir. He might be. He's got strange ways about things. Do you know that? You know what Moses said about the sons of Korah? The sons of Korah kept coming around and bothering Moses, and they said, We're going to sacrifice. We're going to do the sacrificing. You know, it was only the Levites that was the priest. And Moses told them, he said, no, sir. He wouldn't let them. The Bible says they forced themselves and they done it anyway. And the scripture teaches us that Moses prayed. And he prayed and he said, if these men die just a common death, he said, in other words, then might this thing be. But these men, my friend, the Bible says that the ground opened up and swallowed them. Right there. Opened them up and swallowed them. Yes, sir. You go and read in the days of Acts, my friend, the things that went on. And brethren, one of the things that went on was Sapphira and Ananias, was it not? Bible said, you know the scripture. They held back part. They wouldn't go and give it all. But the Bible said Ananias went down there and fell over dead. Did he not? Wasn't long, here comes Sapphira. Brethren, she fell over dead. They told her, said, the feet of them that took your husbands is at the door. Yes, sir, they'll take you. Do you know what the Bible says? I don't know why I'm preaching like I am. I really don't. But I'll guarantee you one thing, folks. This message tonight, brethren, has something on it. Think about it. The Bible says great fear fell upon the church. Great fear. And God added. You say, preacher, you telling us that something serious is going to happen? I'll say it again if you didn't get it. I do not know how God gets your attention. But he's trying. He's trying. Moses, go down yonder and deliver my people. What would you do? Oh, preacher, I'd just run off down there. Would you? I believe Moses was the man of God. He is the man that God chose. Moses told the Lord, he said, I can't even speak plain. Yeah. That's the first excuse he told him. Yeah. After a while, the Lord said, okay, so you take Aaron. Thy brother, he's a man of eloquent speech. I know he can speak. He said, but Moses, I'm going to talk to you. And you going to talk to Aaron. Yes, sir. Read it. Brother Moses was the man. Next thing Moses said, I ain't got nothing. Go with me. Huh? He said, what's in your hand? Huh? A rod. That rod never had become a serpent. Never had. I believe it had that rod. I believe it had that rod for a long time. Ain't it? It's just about toting a knife. You get a knife that you really like. I am. Anyway, I'll tote it. I'll tote it wherever I go for the most part. Most certainly. Rod. He had a rod. He said, cast that rod down. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That rod never had become a serpent. But he cast that rod down and it became a serpent. Now, I believe Moses backed up a little bit. I believe he did. But the Lord was preparing him, was he not? Preparing him to go down. We're talking about a man of God. A man, I believe, was listening to God. A man that was fixing. If you'll have it or not, them 40 years he kept them sheep, brethren, God was getting him in shape to deliver the children of Israel. Sometimes I believe the Lord gets us in, thank God, he gets us in a place to where we can do something for him. Huh? Teaches us some things. Does he not? Does he not? I don't know what it takes to get your attention. I've heard parents, mothers, fathers, grandmas and grandpas said, preacher, I don't know what it's going to take. And they is honest. Honest. But when you pray, just call his name. Or when you pray, just call her name. I'm going to tell you, it ain't all hymns that's evil out there. You know, it's not. It's sad. Has the Lord got our attention? Well, preacher, he's blessing me on every corner. Well, you better thank the Lord he is. I believe the Lord will bless, don't you? Sometimes there's just that little bit of something. Just back, Sister Kim sang that song about the house. I love that song. When the Lord wants to come in the house. You can go in this room, you can go in this room, but you can't go in that room. Huh? Huh? We leave our house wide open, but there's a few rooms in there we don't want the Lord in. Huh? Think about it. Think about it. Well, preacher, I keep them things in the closet. You shouldn't even have them there. You know that? Shouldn't even have them there. There's no room, thank God. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't do it. The Bible says you'll love the one and hate the other. Or you'll despise one and cling to the other. You'll do one of the two. Somebody got to leave the house. Glory! God's going to get our attention. Yes, he is. That's the message. I can't help. Tonight, I'll just be honest. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad I come this way.